USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Friday was the deadline for states to place orders for the first coronavirus vaccines. This as infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are setting new records almost daily. More than 100,000 Americans are hospitalized with the virus, which is an all-time high. The U.S. is averaging more than 200,000 new cases and 1,800 deaths every day, according to Johns Hopkins University. Hospital officials fear the worst is yet to come. Those in several states are already near capacity. A bill that would decriminalize and tax marijuana federally passed the Democratic-controlled House on Friday. Supporters say it will help end the drug war by decriminalizing marijuana from the list of federally controlled substances and allow states to set their own rules. Opponents ripped the bill, saying there are more pressing issues.
The House of Representatives is spending this week on pressing issues like marijuana.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill will not get a vote in the Senate. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
What does immigration look like under a Joe Biden presidency? Here's Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
Biden is expected to sign executive orders on immigration that would represent a clear break from the Trump administration and could have immediate impact on illegal immigrants. Regarding those executive orders and Biden's immigration plan, Rachel Bovard is with the Claremont Institute.
Well, all signs point to a much looser immigration system. He is talking about undoing a host of border controls, including the Remain in Mexico policy, which was the most successful policy under the Trump administration at reducing illegal crossings at the border. President Biden wants to undo that. If we look ahead, we're looking a lot like the Obama years in the next four.
Biden is politely declining to reveal whether he has talked with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell since the election. Biden was pressed by a reporter in Delaware, and he smiled and talked about an urgent need to pass a new economic stimulus package. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
6 million San Francisco residents are being told to stay home starting this weekend. The order is to limit the spread of the coronavirus. It kicks in when certain regions hit 85% capacity in the ICU. The city is close to that, but didn't want to wait. Taking action now speeds up the timeline so the order can end on January 4th. It calls for hair and nail salons to close, restaurants to be takeout only, and businesses to cut occupancy to 20%. Puerto Rico will lock down on Sundays and close marinas for the holidays.
Puerto Rico's governor says they have to pause to save lives and announced stricter measures to fight COVID. Governor Wanda Vasquez tightened an ongoing curfew with businesses now ordered closed at 8:30 p.m. and no one allowed on streets from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. except essential workers. Only gas stations, pharmacies, grocery stores, and hardware stores will be allowed to open on Sundays, though restaurants can offer delivery or carryout. And alcohol sales is banned from Saturdays at 5 a.m. until Mondays at 5 a.m. The measure runs from December 7 to January 7, the height of Puerto Rico's holiday season, with beaches to remain closed except to those doing exercise. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The massive increase in online shopping for the holidays is having an impact on at least one delivery company. UPS is limiting how many packages it can deliver from six retailers, including Nike and Macy's. Macy says it has added curbside pickup to help. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.